The climate problem is an unintended consequence of our success. We depend on fossil energy to keep our homes warm in the winter, cool in the summer, and lit at night. We use it to travel across town and across continents. Energy is a fundamental reason for the prosperity we enjoy, and we will not surrender this prosperity. The United States has 3% of the world population, and yet we consume 25% of the energy. By contrast, there are 1.6 billion people who don't have access to electricity. Hundreds of millions of people still cook with twigs or dung. The life we enjoy may not be within easy reach of many in the developing world, but it is within sight, and they want what we have. Here's the dilemma. How much are we willing to invest as a world society to mitigate the consequences of climate change that would not be realized for at least 100 years? Deeply rooted in all cultures is the notion of generational responsibility. Parents work hard so that children will have a better life. Climate change will affect the entire world, but our natural focus is on the welfare of our immediate families. Can we, as a world society, meet our responsibility to future generations? While I'm worried, I'm hopeful we will solve this problem. I became director of Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory, in part because I wanted to enlist some of the best scientific minds to help battle against climate change. I was there only 4.5 years, the shortest serving director in the 78-year history of the lab. But when I left, a number of very exciting energy institutes at the Berkeley Lab and at UC Berkeley had been established.